Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning, the 16th of January, 2021. I hope you all are doing well this morning. People never cease to amaze me or amuse me. Maybe it's the other way around. Amuse me or amaze me. I'm going to be starting a Bible study in the book of Matthew, and I'm going to be doing it on, Monday evening, because it's what's one of the evenings that I have free. So I'm going to be doing it on Monday evening. It'll be at 6 o'clock Central Time, Monday evening. I better write that down so I don't get confused. It's real easy to get confused when you got all these different dates and stuff. Monday evening, 6 o'clock, Book of Matthew. I want to remind everybody that we have our fellowship call this morning at 11 o'clock Central. And then tonight at 8 o'clock, we have a Bible study with Tom Adams. And we're working through the book of John. And then Tuesday, we have the Adiola Hour. It happens at 12 o'clock noon. And Tuesday night, we have a Bible study at 7 o'clock with Dwayne. And we're working through the book of Ephesians. At Wednesday, we have a fellowship call at 7:30. And Thursday, we have a broadcast with Walter Stickle on the Jesuit Global Conspiracy, Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. We're working through book one. And Friday, we have off. And Saturday, we have off. So that pretty well makes up our week. Okay. Christ has died for the sins of his elect. He came to save his people from their sins. Now, he did a lot of things while he was down here on this earth. He turned the water into wine. He gave sight to the blind. He gave hearing to the deaf. He healed many, many, many people. He healed the man with the withered hand. He healed the crippled. He raised the dead to life again. Remember Lazarus? He drove the money changers out of the temple. You know, he not only drove the money changers out of the temple, he drove the oxen out of the temple too. You know, I believe that was message that animal sacrifices were no longer needed because he was the perfect sacrifice for sins. I believe that was one reason he drove the oxen out of the temple and the money changers, because they had sold turtle doves and oxen and all these things, and they were in the money-making business. It's like a lot of people are in the trying to make money off the gospel. You know. So anyway, that's Christ mission, though, primary mission was he came to save his people from their sins. And he freely laid his life down. We're told in Acts that by wicked hands you've taken and slain the Lord of life. But it was by the determinate counsel of God that he did this. And so, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 1:19 and John 3:35. God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. By him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Of his fullness have all we received. Ephesians 1:21, Colossians 1:16, Romans 14:9, Colossians 2:10, and John 1:16. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. He that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. John 19:35, 2 Peter 1:16, 1 Corinthians 2:5. So we remind ourselves often the purpose of Christ's coming, the incarnation, his walking here on this earth in his dusty sandals, him healing, him laying his life down freely on an old rugged cross, him rising from the dead, ascending back to heaven, seated at the right hand of God, coming again in all power and glory. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.